Y'all better salute me on this one, man. All the way from Hoop Street, live from the 215, the wheelchair bully. Hello, I like my new whip, my new bitch, my new kicks. I like to ride around my top down in that new coupe. They screaming my name louder than the car. Don't get in my way if you ain't got a firearm. Salute a real nigga, stand up. Salute a real nigga, stand up. Salute a real nigga, stand up. From the 215, put your hands up. Change up, nah, still the same nigga, I just got my change up. Wait, now it's big money and bad bitches, change if up. If you waiting for a nigga to fall, you a lame chump. I know it ain't my time, but I'm a rhymer, tucked under my shirt and my pajamas. I'm a cold-hearted nigga, ask your mama. Used to play the block, bust the shot, I ain't up before. Now I'm in the chair, riding hard, rollercoaster. Put me on the beat and watch you kill it. Overdose. Because of me, your music got the spirit low. Now I lift every voice, come on and sing for me. Bet every good girl in the world do anything for me. It's Sugar Land, it's entertainment. We ride around your hood
looking amazing.
I like my new whip, my new bitch, my new kicks. I like to ride around my top down in that new coupe. They screaming my name louder than the car. Don't get in my way if you ain't got a firearm.
General in that new fit, five star on that fully spit. Hey, snap back, covered in gooey shit. Right back on my goony tip, geeked up and unruly. Surf school with that chewy. 305 without rep, keep by 4-5 birds in that dually. Dick all in your bitch, pussy and thumb all in her booty. Click full of nut buck killers, getting all them on their duty. Kept them down on Broad Street, moving my way up. Fuck around with these stats then, getting my weight up. Reap what they do, is what they do. Big choppers on deck for them, and snipers on the roof. Mickey Mouse drum on that Tommy gun, I can show you what that do. Sweep up that block, nigga, and I ain't talking about no room. Then break down them blocks, nigga, and hit the city like boom. Still don't fuck with them new niggas. Give a fuck if you cool niggas. Take a cool ass up the block. Probably playing around with them blue niggas. That'll get you 5 count of 7. Right up on them news.
I like my new whip, my new bitch, my new kicks. I like to ride around my top down in that new coupe. They screaming my name louder than the car. Don't get in my way if you ain't got a firearm. Salute a real nigga, stand up. Salute a real nigga, stand up. Salute a real nigga, stand up. From the 215, put your hands up. Shout out my partner Lil, he'll chop you down. I mean literally, physically, chop you down. If it ain't about no moolah, we are not around. Off in that new coupe with that bass bumper, we out of town. My new chick like new whips, leather bags, new kicks. We got passports, not the kind you ride around in. Little nigga, we take trips. We rolling, bumping, always banging sign. Me and your partner on the sideline with all that hate for nothing. I bet he see me in my cool whip, he's white, cool whip. So I can't wear all black, you see all white through that dark tint. You a Panamera man, I'm a Rose Phantom man. I just can't afford one right now, but I might get one when I can. You handstand, I'm Sandman. You joking, understand how you rich and you ain't never got no dough. Talk about you making rain. Now pull racks out and you broke. Got my engine running, my system dumping, my fingers itching, I'm close. I like my new whip, my new bitch, my new kicks. I like to ride around my top down in that new coupe. They screaming my name louder than the car. Don't get in my way if you ain't got a firearm. Salute a real nigga, stand up.
Stand up. From the 215, put your hands up. I'm from the 215, put your hands up. Definitely salute my boy G-Stacks and his peoples from the 305, supporting him on that track. This has been the craziest day ever. I got to shout out my cousin, Jameer, being strong, freaking shot in the head, in the chest in Alabama, my 15-year-old cousin. So I'm going to try to hold it together and be positive because I know he's fighting strong. He doesn't want to see it. But, wow, what a day. Everybody on his Facebook thought he died, but, you know, he's alive. Young boy is kicking. Still, it's crazy, and I can't reiterate more as I do each show, and I'm going to make sure I do it every show. Violence is not the answer. There's always an option to solve your problem. You know, we all have problems. We just all need to find a way to solve them. But welcome to Philly Shine Radio. We're going to have some fun tonight. We got a little fun topic. Shout out to my co-host, Diva Status. Definitely my rock, my little boo. And shout out to everybody checking in. I started a little late because I was just, you know, on the phone with my family. But I love that we're all rallying together, sticking in together.
New words, sticking in.
Definitely want to show some love to the new music that I have. And just in general, I just like the love. But tonight we're not really talking about love on the topic. We're talking about getting caught cheating. Like, I'll let Diva come in and ask the type of question because it was her topic for the night, you know. Not mine, but, you know, I could fuck with it. I ain't never been caught cheating, so I can't relate. I got caught a little bit, but, you know, with texting, but that don't count. You don't go looking through nobody's phone. That's just played out. But shout out to everybody checking in tonight. Definitely question number one. I will open your mic. Find out what's good with you. You know, I live on Philly Shine Radio. Give me a quick little update. And go from there, have some fun. Thanks, my boy Vinny Shobo. Is that you, Vinny? I think I know your number by heart. Oh, I'm having some little technical difficulties. Hello, can you hear me? I don't even know if I opened up your mic. Hey, Blog Talk, getting on my nerves today. I got my internet. Okay, there we go. Let me try again. It worked that time. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Vinny, no, was good.
It was good, honest man. I'm sorry about your family or whatever. Hold your head, man. Hope you feel better. First and foremost.
Yeah, like, today was crazy. Like, ain't nothing like your son calling you crying. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's not true.
Yeah, no, definitely. Thank you. Keep him in your prayers, you know, or in your good thoughts, whatever. But I appreciate everybody who's showing love. You know, I did post it on Instagram, and I just did a little off all night. Like, awful off. You can't help it. I hope that my strength is with him. That's where all my strength is, with him. Helping him out. But, you know, I'm still here. As we say all the time, I want to live. So, thank you. What's been up with you?
I've been chilling, man. I've been moving around, moving and shaking, like my old head say. I've been moving and shaking, bro. So. I got some music.
Definitely give me a little update. Shout out to your Twitter, your Instagram. You know, we show love on Philly Shine Radio.
My Instagram needs some help, man. If y'all can help that drain out, man. My Instagram is 215 Philly Showboat.
I need help.
I don't know. My Instagram, I follow way more people that follow me. It's like, I guess my Instagram not that interesting, but I don't even know. But I need some more love. You can highlight me. My Twitter, at Vinny Showboat. That's my Twitter, at Vinny Showboat. Everything is Vinny Showboat, so you can find me. It's easy to find me. That's okay.
Well, just to give you a little pointer, Instagram is different from Twitter. Now, with Instagram, if you're not commenting on other people's pictures, you know what I mean, you're just looking at the pictures and not posting pictures, nobody's going to see you, you know, and then people aren't on Instagram at the same time. It's crazy. It's crazy. I got like 5,000 people following me, but nobody really, you know, almost 6,000 people like following me, but nobody really likes me. I don't get a chance to interact with them. But then what I just noticed, like I said, like, they're on Instagram, just not at the same time I'm on Instagram. And, you know, some, you know, we all follow that one person who posts, like, every freaking 2 seconds, and you lose everybody else in the news feed. So, yeah, Instagram's a little tricky to interact with people.
I hate that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that.
Instagram is a little tricky.
I love Twitter. I got to be in and out, man. Say what you got to say, and you in and out, you can share whatever you want, and it goes to all your social networks. That's cool with me. And I'm not really a picture person anyway. I don't think it works with pictures. It's just not me of myself.
You
anyway, that's you. You like taking pictures of yourself. Take a lot of selfies.
Yeah, I love me. I'm addicted to selfies. That ain't
that's
gonna
good,
change.
Though.
But chill with me for a minute. I'm going to take a little music. No. Before I take a music break, I might as well ask you the topic
might
question.
Well. Might as well. Get it out the way.
Have you? Yeah, get it out the way, right? Get it out the way. But no, I want to know, like, have you ever been caught cheating? And the side question that my co-host wanted to ask, did you expect to be forgiven or left alone? Or what happened?
All right, check it.
So what?
I got caught, man. Yo, this is like a full of funny story. So check it.
I want to hear it.
So check it. All right, I was with my baby mom. She was pregnant. My youngest kid. So I'm like, listen, it's time to go home. Like, you know what I mean? I was a little controlling. You know what I'm saying? I was young. I didn't really know how to act in a relationship. I'm like, yo, it's time to go home, man. She wanted to hang out with her. Sister-in-law, whoever she was, you know, I wasn't really with it. So what I did was, she let her go, but I was mad. So I dropped her in a bar. Story short, I picked up somebody in the bar, you know. I sent her back to the crib. I go to the crib, I got the girl in there. She comes right on the door, knocks on the door. And I had one of them cribs where you got the front. I'm in the front. And you know how Philly is. Mm-hmm. You can be standing up. If you're tall enough, you can knock on the front window. That's where my bedroom was. And she was banging on the door. She was doing, she was saying, so, and the girl I was dealing with was saying it's true. So finally she comes in with the key or whatever, and she's supposed to go. So they start talking some shit to the stairs. And I didn't really know Spanish and stuff. I didn't know what the fuck they were saying. At the end of the day, the chick I was dealing with, she was telling me, like, I ain't had no girl and all that cool shit. Like, she was ratting and shit, man. I got caught red-handed, man. That's, like, the only time I got caught. The rest of the time I got help from my home. That shit was crazy. And I got left alone. I didn't expect to get left alone. I didn't expect to get caught.
Well, then she left you alone for cheating one time. Well, I guess it was in the house. Mm.
Yeah,
she ain't really love you.
She was out of it. I don't blame her. She was cheating too.
You said you don't blame her?
Yeah, she was cheating too.
Huh?
I said she was cheating too.
That's what I was about to say. Like, at the end of the day, like, I'm going to be honest, everybody cheat, you know? I've cheated before, you know what I'm saying? But it's always a reason that you cheat, you know? Like, I don't know. All I'm saying is if the person say they ain't going to do it again, believe them. Goddamn. Especially if things are better, you know, you in a better place because I'm just different. I don't know.
No, I'm like just
I'm
like
more fucked up than the next person.
That's dope too. That's dope too. Like, if you're not able to move on in a comfortable manner, there's really something wrong with your relationship besides that.
Right.
That's true.
Exactly. If you're holding on to everything, you know what I mean. It's hard to move on. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you have to know how to let things go. And that'd be a problem sometimes. Like for me, you know, I've had situations where, you know, I've caught, you know what I mean, caught guys, you know, with the internet, you know what I'm saying, and shit like that, sharing each other's MySpace, you know, like when MySpace was out, you know, we had each other's MySpace email, so I found out any and every fucking thing that my dude was doing, you know what I'm saying? And for me, it made me want to go and do whatever the fuck I wanted to do. So, you know, we just, you know how that is. But you have to definitely leave a person alone. Like, if you can't be faithful or if you can't get over somebody cheating on you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't even a person to really give out advice. Don't listen to me.
Right.
Don't listen to me. Do what makes you feel good. And even just like Vinny said, like, if you can move on, move past it, do it. But you can't bring up the past unless, you know, you see that bitch again. Like, fuck you mean you following her? Or why I never in your phone again and shit? Like, you know. Like, that's the only
like
thing.
That,
but no, take it like this. Let's give you an example. Let's say the girl name was fucking Refrigerator, whatever. That's her name, Refrigerator.
Right. Refrigerator.
Right. I just looked at the first thing I saw. So say your girl name Refrigerator. I'm not creative tonight. I've been going through it. Bear with me. But say your girl, the girl name was Refrigerator, and she like, all right, I'll take you back. But don't you like, yeah, I don't fuck with Refrigerator friends. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't about shit. And then, you know what I'm saying? She see you type it, F-R-I-Z. She like, hold up, who you about to text? You know what I'm saying? That's you bringing up the Refrigerator again. You know what I'm saying? Not to say something so common as the Refrigerator. It's the bitch name. Like, you bringing her up again. Or all of a sudden she's an issue. It's like, how are you bringing her up? I think that then it's okay to bring it up to where, though, you explain to your mate to where, though, they're comfortable enough to not feel insecure or not feel some type of way or you're going back to the Refrigerator. That's what I'm saying. You have to, you know, it's not always a nag if you somehow board it up. You know what I'm saying? You can't even say, fuck. Like, what the fuck you mean, friend? You about to say fridge, nigga? But, no, at the end of the day, I feel like you have to do what makes you happy. And then this world is full of a motherfucking bunch of people. Like, we sometimes have to find solutions to our problems rather than taking the show on the road to a new problem. You know, that's all I'm saying. Like, sometimes you have to value, you know what I mean, value your relationships with people, rebuild them. That's the type of person I am. But then again, I'm a hoarder.
That's important. It's important to maintain good relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Cross first twice.
It is. In this world, like, we have to be appreciative, like, of every moment, you know what I'm saying, and to lose a person just because you were stupid enough to cheat or whatever, so drunk you cheated or whatever, or felt so neglected that you cheated, like, you know what I'm saying, like, that's just where I stand, because even at the end of the day, like, anytime, bless you, I've ever cheated, it's always been because I was neglected. And, like, women cheat for way different reasons than guys do. You know what I mean? Guys cheat because the fridge walks by. Like, oh, shit, you see that fridge running? Oh, shit, let me go catch that. But girls, it's a little more emotional. You know what I'm saying? It's worse. I think it's worse because girls actually cheat for, like, reasons, and they're, like, they actually build up relationships with other people, whatever. We don't just go out and be like, oh, why, it's Friday night, fuck him, I'm going to fuck him. You know what I mean? For the most part. Not, I mean, there's some stupid chicks out there, but I'm not speaking for them. I'm talking about I'm not speaking for them. Shout out to my callers. I see everybody checking in. Definitely. I'm going to definitely come back and say what's good with you guys. I'm going to, like I said, take a little music break. I actually want to show some love to my young boy, Razor.
Right.
OBH. You be getting this shit.
Shout out to Razor.
You be getting this shit together. You fucks with Razor too, Benny?
Yeah, you already, man. I'm OBH out, man.
Oh, shit. They got you, too?
Yeah, man.
OBH got everybody.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of OBH, man. I mean, I fucked with that whole movement, man. I mean, free AR ass. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely free
AR. Yeah, they make dope music, too. OBH make dope music.
Yeah, definitely. That's what's up. Appreciate you showing love to these boys. I'm a fan, too. I'm going to go in and play my boy song, Get To It. Razor, what up, baby?
Hi, studio.
All I see is money in his bed. I'm about to count about 100 in his bed. I'm sparking up just while the money fall. And I ain't worrying about none of y'all. That's why I'm humping every day and I be humping every night. Fucking hoes that came on grinding, I just know they'll give me life. I be climbing in the pussy, I be reaching every height. While I'm chasing all this paper, I don't need no haters. They like ice and they like cream. All my bitches come in flavors, delivered to my crib. That pussy come in catered, I just eat it and I eat it. And I save some shit for later, I be feeling like the one. Have them fighting for my cum. Every chick she want my kid, that's some shit that overcome. All my shooters got their title, cause they always carry guns. Only down be at my crib, still I feel I'm number one. Work. Hold up, wait, see that cake, about to get to it. Money straight, yeah, I'm straight, about to get to it. Got a date, hold up, wait, about to get to it. Looking great, feeling great, about to get to it. Hold up, wait, see that cake, about to get to it. Money straight, yeah, I'm straight, about to get to it. Got a date, hold up, wait, about to get to it. Looking great, feeling great, about to get to it. Hold up, wait, all I know is cake. In my city, if I'm out of state, my bitch, we the best. That be OBA. My bitch is in line. That just mean it straight. Bottle after bottle when we show off in the club. Haters, they be hating and the ladies show us love. I'm high as it gets. I don't know a buzz. I'm ready to fuck it. She keep asking where the drugs. So I feed her E. Then I feed her lean. Then I roll my L. Then I get in between. Gave her dope dick. Now she became a fiend. I'm recording while we up and we can see it on the screen. I'm so fly up in this bitch. I don't ever wanna land. Till the day I fucking die, I will never take the stand.
white on 28, that feel like dope, dope. Overdose on money, respirator, bring them back, back. Buy some kush with me, I make you have a asthma attack. Murder game, bitch, I'm running with some dreadheads. They send no clip, I ain't got them choppers, we ain't never scared. Then it ain't straight, I think I flew a quarter mil. South Beach, 305, you know club live. Exotic bitches, now they got me on my exotic swag. Rockin' wide, selling, popping them Versace tags. Dope see, money tree. Bitch, I put so much weight, I think I'm Hercules.
This what they want, this what they need. Planted one seed, now we call it money tree. Money tree, yeah, I'm talking honey bee. Look poppy in his eyes, we need a honey key. This what they want, this what they need. Planted one seed, now we call it money tree. Money tree, yeah, I'm talking honey bee.
The week I went gold, I sold 100 pounds. Niggas talking like hoes when I'm on sunny out. When you see me control, they wanna gun you down. Wanna sneak in your home, let off 100 rounds. I keep to myself, avoid you wanna be. Keep 100 in a stick, get you on the bleed. Wet up the block, water my water tree. Up in VIP, count up all these honeybees. 40 cars and I want me 40 more. 30 inches on it, damn, that's all it started low. Fuck shine unless you talking about some sunshine. I refer to irrelevant niggas one time. Condo big as a house, the house big as a club. Get the wasters from Lil, turn me drinks in my tub. Money trees, nigga, till the money freeze. I love gunplay, so I gave his lawyer honey cheese.
This what they want, this what they need. Planting one seed, now we call it money tree. Money tree, yeah, I'm talking honey bee. Look poppy in his eyes, we need a honey key. This what they want, this what they need. Planting one seed, now we call it money tree. Money tree, yeah, I'm talking honey bee. Look poppy in his eyes, we need a honey key.
Show my love to my boys. First that Razor, OBH, showing him some love. My boy YD, that track crazy. Exclusive Money Trees. I just got a little text request. Shout out to everybody listening to play that Seer track. You know, shout out to my boy Seer 215. Shout out to the whole Scheme team. He got that track, that new, wait a minute, whoa, back up. Hosted by DJ Alamo, Quality Over Quantity, teaser out, you know what I mean, on that TIFF, all social sites. Definitely find my boy, Seer, SIR215, or just hashtag Scheme Team, SKEEM Team, and you'll see everybody. Just that new shit, Underwater, Seer, Gilly, Dunny on the Hook. It's going crazy. Shout out to the private caller, Dunny.
GDJ. Seer. Know what we gonna do, right?
Take this beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. That white girl in that water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck your fire, we got water. Take this beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck your fire, we got water.
Take this beat under the water. Got my city under sea. I go swimming in the winter. My bitch from overseas. That's options you can't pick. I get a wetter quick. She hit me when she with you. That's when she wanna dip. I'ma get up in the water. Swim a couple laps. No, I'm strapped before I dive in. Can you call me that? We gon' drink about a fifth. We gon' smoke another sack. I just
speed under the water. My chain that's frozen water. That white girl in that water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck yeah. Your fire, we yeah. Got water.
I smoke that OG by the quarter. The quarter.
Okay.
And I'm on that lean, that purple water. That water.
Okay.
You know I got a neck right across the border. The border. I swear he send that work over to Florida. The Florida.
Okay.
I get it back to Philly. I transport it. I port it. Know a nigga got that powder for them snorters. Them snorters. So if you need that work, nigga, place your order. Your order. Goddamn, I love this game like a Richard Porter. Nigga Porter. I'm known for fucking our mothers and daughters. For sure, bruh. But I'm something like a pimp. They don't get one quarter. One quarter. I love fast money, fast car, bright ice, fast broad. Gilly homie got a mean team, it's the king of Philly and the scheme team.
Take this beat under the water, my chain that's frozen water. That white girl in that water, my sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water, ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water, fuck your fire, we got water. Take this beat under the water, my chain that's frozen water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck no fire. We got
Here we got that fire. That fire. That fire. My liver don't need no more liquor. Liquor. We drinking until we fade. 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 You got it, but we got more, nigga. Nigga. Got a freak bitch to call freak with. Making movies with it, no treatment. She blitz the dick, no prevent. Didn't let me score, no defense. It's a team win, put the schemes in. No water there, we put the lean in. Pop a press, hit the kush, wash it down with the water. Got a Peter, they can get, but charge them up for the quarters.
If you want it,
it's the order.
Yeah.
So playing with the order.
I got it.
We got fire.
And
we got water. And my PO when I get there.
Take this beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. That white girl in that water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck your fire, we got water.
Sorry about that. Long Talk wanted to cut me off. Thank you for everybody still sticking through the, you know, slight no sound or no my voice or whatever. But as I was saying, so much greater to everybody checking out the show tonight. My people is definitely texting me, showing me that they're listening. Some loyal people that I know really appreciate you. You don't even know how much. And shout out to everybody who's listening online. Babyface Benji, I see you. Appreciate the love that you show me. Definitely shout out to the Dig News on Twitter. Karen is her name. And shout out to everybody showing me love. Deanna Cougar, my little sweetheart. While showing that love on Instagram. I mean, on Twitter. I'm on Twitter. Definitely love everybody on Twitter. Shout out to everybody on the switchboard. Definitely, if you press the one, I open up your mic. We can, you know, go in and talk about tonight's topic, cheating. I have a little, my own view on it. I'm going to just say that lightly, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody. Retweeting, I see you re-underrated, my girl Africa, Reno, Sinatra, appreciate it, LP the Assassin, what up Chicago, of course shout out to Money Black Culture, you know what I'm saying, definitely showing a lot of love and somebody who I don't even follow, Black King 885. I follow you, Neil. I don't have a problem with following people, you know, especially if you shout me out. I'll follow you and show you some love. But as I said again, shout out to everybody listening into this show. Definitely press the number one when we open up your mic and we get a chance to talk about tonight's topic, which is, you know, cheating. And, you know, what really happened? Do you expect to be taken back from cheating? Do you know what I mean? Do you feel like it's over? As I said earlier myself, you know, I just have an appreciation for, you know, people. Like, we're not perfect. You know, nobody's perfect. And at the end of the day, if you are willing to not play the other person and really, you know, make up for your mistake, make up for cheating, like, there's nothing wrong with forgiving someone and moving on. Like, I'm not saying stick with a cheater. I'm not saying it. But I'm saying if the person is worth forgiving, you can definitely forgive them, because at the end of the day, we're in this world, you know, full of people, and we have to value each other, you know. Like, it might just be that that's the person that you're supposed to be with, but had to get over the immaturity, you know, like, because that's definitely immature and it's weak, you know. Why not just tell a person that you're going to leave them alone before you cheat? I've always stated I was unhappy, for the record, so I don't, like, like, let me shut up. We'll give us a little trouble. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, you don't want to be cheated on. You know, who wants to be cheated out of anything? You know what I mean? Don't cheat me out of my money. You ain't never, 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 never getting back with me. Like, that fucked up. Damn, that's kind of fucked up. I'll let you cheat on me, but not out of no money. Cheat me out of some money? Got a problem. Because ain't no goddamn reason for you to be fucking up no money. That's just my point of view. But shout out to everybody listening and checking out the show. We have a caller, press 1. Still waiting for my diva status to call in. She says she's busy, but she'll bring her sexy ass. 1. Really Shine Radio momentarily. 215.
You finally unmuted my mic.
Well, you just finally pressed 1. Who is this? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up? It's your girl, Lex Boyle. How are you, Addis?
You finally unmuted my mic. Girl, I thought you knew how I went over here. Hey.
How are you?
People in the world.
Trying to tell
I'm
you a hard
good.
Name to catch up with.
Yeah, I don't know why I ain't noticed your number. I was like, that number looked familiar. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. You erased it. It's all good.
No, I did not. Your number on my phone, I don't have it, you know, saved on the switchboard on the show. You know,
okay,
I don't have it saved on the switchboard. Yeah, I don't have it. There's no caller ID on there. But shout out to the most beautiful, sexy Lex, you know what I'm saying? One of my favorite hosts in the whole world.
Only because you bust my cherry. What's up, girl? I miss you.
I miss you, too. I was the first. Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I would put that on my resume. I bust her cherry, niggas. Oh, yes. We got to catch up. It's been so much great things, you know, a lot of stress, but at the end of the day, we keeping it moving. But you gotta shout out your Instagram, your Twitter. Let me get a little quick update before I ask you the topic question tonight.
All right, let me see. My Instagram is IAM_LexRoyal. My Facebook, Lex Royal, LX. I'm still old school. I still do that. I'm on Twitter, but I ain't on Twitter.
Yo, so Twitter is the best site. Twitter is like the best conversation. You take turns. Like, you take turns
really?
Talking. Like, that's all Twitter is. It's the best conversation. Like, You take turns talking. I at you, you at me. It's the best place to fight a person. But, you know, I don't, it's the best place to see a fight.
Really?
No, I'm not making nobody famous. I'll make up another page and argue with you on Twitter. Like, you think we won't be tweeting? Nobody going to know it. But I'm on another page. I'm paying you. You're going to know it's me. But none of my followers going to know what's going on.
I had a real bad tweet.
But, I ain't making nobody famous. My Twitter page is full of love and shout-outs.
All right. I ain't really a talker. You know, I like the pictures. I like your pictures all day. So follow me, I'll follow back. But, you know. But anyway, it's good to see that you're still doing your thing. I'm so proud of you. You're a survivor.
Thank you. Oh, yes, you know. Definitely. Yeah, because you know what? This show goes on. Like, people think that they created this, but this is not, you know, this is something that just is me. Like, we're going to shine. But, I had to take a break to revamp and kind of see what I wanted to do with Philly Shine Radio. And really, like, finding myself to want to keep interacting. So that's why I still fuck with Blog Talk, even though they cut me off whenever they want to and they do all types of shit. But the interaction is important. And I say all the time, like, you guys have radio shows without no listeners, no interaction. What the fuck are you doing the shows for? But I ain't talking about nobody particular, nobody likes in it or in particular or whatever.
But I'm just goofy, right? No, we ain't talking about it at all.
Yo, I gotta talk to you.
I didn't know she was a host. Oh, Lord. That's a whole new show, too.
I'm gonna be irritating and corny and nutty. And a hoe, that's fucked up, but that just is not true. It's not true.
But look, I got something for you. You know, a Blog Talk messed up. I started an internet radio station.
Oh.
So we just in the beginning stage. Yeah, I got tired of the bullshit. Yo, everybody wants you on their show, on their station to bring them numbers and stuff. I said, listen, if anybody gonna pimp me, I'm gonna pimp myself.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
You know,
pimp yourself.
So,
when do you air?
I probably do something in September, but right now I'm looking for personalities and shows and stuff. So, you know, you can holler at me if Blog Talk start acting funky. And guess what?
Oh,
I got my own app, so your people, they just log on to the app. It's all good.
Okay. Yeah, I'm all about working with people who want to work and not do
work with
bullshit.
You, right?
Yeah, like work with me. Like I will work with the devil himself. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't bring me in no
with
bullshit.
We ain't working with him.
We in the entertainment business. How we not going to? All these fucking devils. Just do what we said. Do it right now. I mean, like at the end of the day, if you're gonna, we're doing business. We're not friends. Write down what we're going to do and just do it. You deviate from that, fuck off. You know, it's not like
you got
some good dick or a bunch of money from me. I'm cool. I'm just being shallow. It's more than good dick. Like, because even like I was saying, for tonight's topic, you know, like, have you ever been caught cheating? And, you know, did you expect to be taken back? And forgiven or left alone, like,
you know what? To be honest with you, I don't cheat. That's crazy, right?
Never cheated.
I might do, listen, the most, nope, I just leave you. I'm out. The most I might do if I am going to cheat, and this was like when I was a young girl, would probably get 8 out. I get 8 out and bounce, but that's it. I don't cheat. I'll leave you. Because you know what? I look at it like this. Me cheating on the dude don't hurt nothing. It don't hurt him. It hurt myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't do nothing. So what's the purpose? He ain't gonna find out. So if he find out, that's the only way you really gonna get retaliation.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so it's like, what's the point?
Right.
Because then now I got some strange dude hopping up and down on me. You know what I'm saying? I don't do it. But that's just me. I only take one dick at a time. I know who my baby daddy gonna be.
I know you can think about that.
Yeah, I'm a germaphobe too. So if anything pop up, I got to be able to can pull the trigger and know exactly who I slept with. You know what I mean? I don't play them games, so I don't cheat.
Well, you know. I'm so glad that I've had, you know, protection with condoms and stuff like that. But, no, I've cheated. I've cheated in the past. I don't want to cheat. I never want to cheat. I'm be honest. I never want to cheat. But I do always feel bad. I never forget, like, the next day if I did some shit. And I'm just sleeping with my boyfriend. I'm just like, I'm sorry. He like, why are you saying I'm sorry? I'm like, I don't know. Ooh. Don't worry about it.
Oh. He's like, that's bad business.
He's like, why did you say you're sorry? Don't worry about
See,
it.
You mess around and get hemmed up, you find the right person. You better cut that out.
No, my teen days are over. I don't have time for that no more. I'm just saying, I've cheated before. I don't want to cheat anymore. I really don't. I don't even have the time to cheat. Like, goddamn, like, I don't have time to cheat. I don't have a desire to want to cheat anymore. But shout out to my boo just checking on the line. Diva status. I'm
good
sitting
evening,
here talking
good
to
evening.
The beautiful Lex Royal. Say hi to Lex Royal.
Hey, beautiful. Good evening, everyone.
Hey. Hi, Diva. How are you?
Oh, girl, I'm lovely. It's just another night. I've been enjoying listening to the conversation.
Shout out to my boo in the building. But, yeah, I've never gotten caught cheating. I'm too slick. Like, I am the little shit. I am the worst. Like, I am horrible. I've been horrible. Let me correct myself because I am changed. You hear this? I am a changed woman today. I say this right now. I testify.
I don't even know how you got that out your mouth, but that's cute. Okay, say it one more time. Do it for the vine. Do it for the vine.
Yeah, I changed. No more cheating.
What was the last time you cheated, Honest? Remember your name now.
Yeah, it was like 2 years ago.
A year ago.
Well,
are you in a relationship now? Okay.
Kind of.
Oh, so he doing his thing. Kinda. That's why you're not cheating?
No. See, what happened is if you dump him, that's not cheating. You know what I'm saying? And that's my thing. Like, so I dumped you, and whatever I do while I dumped you, I'll tell you. That part wasn't cheating. You know what I mean? That's not cheating.
Right.
I feel like, you know what I mean? Because, like, I have cheated in the past where I don't know if.
Well, yeah. I don't consider that cheating then. If y'all want a break, that's what you call it.
Hello?
Yeah, that's called a break.
It wasn't that. Like, when we got back together. You know, I told him what was going on because I was really hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't hurt me and think that I'm not going to, fuck up more.
So was your thing was a retaliation? He cheated first and then you cheated?
Not exactly. He didn't cheat on me. We broke up. Like, he was just acting real ridiculous. It had nothing to do with another girl or anything like that or whatever. But, I have, and then even now, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know I have guys who I know and I've been friends with and I trust and, you know what I'm saying, even though we don't really spend that alone time together, and then even when it happened, it's like, I'm at his house at 3 a.m, after I've been drinking. So, one thing led to another, and it went down, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I felt like, that really wasn't cheating. But
that whole scenario sounded like a recipe disaster, honestly.
Right.
I was chilling. I was drinking. It was 3 in the morning. It went down.
Yeah, like,
I'm like, God, that.
I know, no,
it
sounded
like a
fourth
confession to me.
Yeah, I wasn't. I didn't feel like that was. You know what I mean? That wasn't cheating so much, though, as we was on a break or whatever. So niggas do it all the time. Like, what's wrong? But my thing is, you know, I can honestly say I didn't go back, you know what I mean, and keep, like, an affair going on and, you know what I mean, going back and forth. I'm not like that. Like, I tell on my damn self. I'm the worst liar in the world. Like, it'd be like I said before, like,
tell.
You know, yeah, years ago, I guess it was, like, 2009 was the last time I really, like, cheated. And that's when, like, I was actually in love. We just watched Twilight and everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was, like, bad. Like, and I cheated on them. But just somebody who I just wanted to fuck. Ugh, smart girl. But I just wanted to fuck them. And then I just kept saying sorry. He's like, why are you saying sorry? I'm like, I don't know why I'm sorry. Shut up. Mind your business. Like, you know, trying to change the subject. But, yeah. I'm not that one, you know. It's like, for now, I feel like I don't have time for those games too much to have time to, you know, be playing around with these guys and that guy, whatever.
Can I pose a question for either one of y'all? The question is...
You take this question, Lex. Because I'm going to say some fucked up shit.
Well, y'all ain't going to like my answer. I'm a nerd. Go ahead.
I'm a love it because I'm a nerd myself. So I say whatever's on my mind. Scorpio in the house. But
right, me too.
So do you think that monogamy comes with age? Like as we progress and get older, is that when you think, you know, all the playing has left us? Or
from
left us as from either one, from man or woman?
See, again, on my good girl thing, because I'm a good girl, I just do bad things sometimes. But as a good girl, I think good girls like monogamy. They just want, you know what I'm saying? And, again, I'm a Scorpio, so I do got that possession, too. So I would want you to just be mine. Now, as far as men, I don't know when they shit kick in.
Right?
You know, and then even with old age, because I think a lot of it, too, they always want to keep their pimp card or to know that they still got it or something. It's an ego thing sometimes with them. Like, they might want to be faithful, but I think because of their friends might tease them or whatever, oh, you pussy whipped or whatever, you know, so they want to act out. But I guess, I don't know, the only thing probably is like, a Christian man or something. Not even a Muslim, because they still want a couple, so I don't even know. You know, I don't know. But, yeah, I definitely think a good girl.
I want to say, like, because even for me and my present situation, I feel like we all can learn from things. And it's not so much age, but you can learn from your experience what you want to do next. Like, I can look back and laugh at all the things that I've done in the past or whatever. I can look back and laugh, and I can also look back and see how much of a waste of time stuff was. Just in hindsight, I enjoyed it at the moment, but in hindsight, I'm like, yeah, I'm here.
That's not bad. I like both of those answers. I'd be like, well, sometimes when I actually look at things that have happened in the past, I wish I could charge them for time wasted. You know how, like, when you know how, like if you catch a cab and you tell the cab to wait for you because you got to run in and do something, they don't turn the meter off. You still paying. Because you're occupying their time. I'd be feeling the same way. I feel that they need to reimburse me for all my time I've spent, every meal I've cooked, the clothes I've washed.
See, that's you out. Now, how are you cooking meals and washing clothes? Or is that in a relationship?
That is, that's
okay.
Yeah, well, that's only in a relationship.
That's only in what?
That's only in a relationship, because if I just look at someone as a situationship, then no.
Right. Good. Okay. All right. Because a lot of girls get it messed up. They doing wifey things and not getting no wifey nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So yeah, at least if it's in a relationship, then I can say okay. But at the same time, they gotta match your effort. You know. So
you start acting funny.
Why are these clothes piling up? Why your ass acting up? You know.
Well, yeah, okay. Right. But you know what? For me, I could relate to what you said. Like, you want somebody that's going to match you. Like, either way, like, we in this together. We in this, we having fun. We in this to build off of each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, it has to be fair. Their exchange and the robbery. Shout out to everybody listening in. Chill with us, Lex. I'm definitely like, for as much time as you have, chill with us tonight. I'm going to take another caller. We have my people's checking in. 843-875. Welcome to Philly Sean Radio.
Good evening, ladies. How y'all doing?
Good evening.
Fresh meat.
That's my people, the birthday boy. What's good? Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio, Will.
What's going on, Honest?
I'm chilling. Say hi to Diva and Lex.
How you doing, Diva? How you doing, Lex?
I'm doing good, Will. Thanks for calling in.
Look at y'all. I just said the same thing at the same time.
That voice kind of like, I don't know.
Nah, it was really interesting. I happened to hear the topic tonight. Talking about, I can't let you straight bash men, but you know, I mean, if they wrong, they wrong, you know.
Oh, Seth, you from New York too?
Harlem.
Oh, Seth, how tall are you? Sorry, I'm all off topic.
I see you DM you a picture, but my boy is definitely thorough and a businessman. You know, you gotta give us the update when you first call in on Philly Shine Radio. I know you want to go right in on the topic and
talk to everybody. I'll be there on the 4th. I'll be in Philly on the 4th. My model Chinx is doing, and she's doing something in Philly. I don't know. She's hosting some event, so I'll be there on the 4th, and I'll be back in New York that weekend. I gotta come check you out. Gotta have lunch or something. I gotta go back down to Atlanta and stop back down here and visit my mother again.
Okay.
Then I'll be back again on the
11th. Yeah, July 4th, I'm in New York. I'm hosting a party in Brooklyn. Anybody that want to come with me, we're going to have so much fun. I'm getting everybody drunk. And no, I don't have a hotel room. I got a whole 3-bedroom apartment. So we're going to chill and have a whole party and barbecue Sunday. You know, if anybody want to come sleep over, we have space for everybody. Like, no orgies. Like, no,
I'll be there.
I don't care what y'all do. As long as you ain't cheating.
Word.
Yeah, back to that, right?
Right. But listen, I'm gonna let you go in on our topic tonight. Diva, ask him the topic question.
Wait, real quick. I still need to know how tall he is.
Oh, what are you, 6 feet, 5'11"?
He sounds like he's about 6'6", 6'5".
You know what, I wish.
How tall
I'm a little
are you?
Guy. I'm only 5'7", 5'8".
Stop
lying.
Nah, I am.
With that boy?
Really? Yeah. I thought you were taller than me. You're taller than me, aren't you, Will?
Nah, I like eye to eye almost.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Because
you always got on heels.
Yeah, I don't know. He's fine. That's Mr. Light-skinned, dude.
Oh, here we go.
He's light-skinned?
Yeah, look at him. She's like,
what? I'm brown.
You need to change your voice. Your voice is like...
I'm brown skin.
You are not brown skin. I'm about to put up a picture of you.
Oh, shit.
I'm about to be like, is this guy team light skin or team dark skin? Say, I'm not going to be good.
Okay, see, the voice makes me want to ask a whole different line of questioning, but the questioning will be for the ladies. But
go ahead.
Okay, this
I'm
is
swear,
this
open
is
book.
Show too, boo. All
right, this is my question for the ladies, because he just gave his description, and we're hearing his voice. Honest, you know what he looks like. We don't. We're guesstimating, but the voice is on point. Now, the fact that we originally thought that he was like in 6 feet or 6'2 or something like that, but he sounds like he's well educated, that New York voice is really pushing everything on the edge. Boy, I got to give you two thumbs up on that.
Thank you.
Now, just because he says he's 5'7", does that change how you would approach him if you were looking for someone who was 6'2 or 6'3?
You
asked that question to Lex? Yeah, I'm asking that question to either one of
y'all. No, it's Lex.
He would have to have something else about him. It's not that I don't talk to short men, but, you know, he just got to have something else about him because I'm a big girl. Yeah. And I like this. I would like to be picked up. You know, I could do without it, but you got to give me something else, you know, in that place.
Surprise.
Oh, wait. My boy can pick you up.
I mean, he sounds like he can bench something.
I need a picture.
Put a picture on the ground.
I'm going to give you a picture because when it comes, now, this is somebody I've known for years. You know what I mean? I've known for years. Business mentor, you know, huge businessman. Very, 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 very gentlemanly. Like, pull out your chair, pay your tab, pay the metro fee, everything. Like,
wow. Do you teach a class? Is
he
teaching a class? Because you need to teach a class on that.
Yeah,
because guys don't do that too much anymore.
He could teach class. You know what I'm saying? Teach a class like no other. And then as far as he's just a genius, so that's all I'm gonna say about him. But yeah,
he got something else. Alright, so then when you say he your boy, then that mean he your boy. Y'all went on a date, y'all did the nasty.
No. Business.
So how
nothing
you know
like
he got
that.
A whole lot more.
Right. I don't know about his penis or if he can pick you up or whatever, but I know as far as being a gentleman and being a business person and being ambitious, you know, and handsome as well as, you know what I'm saying, I can say all that right. about him. I'm not going to say, oh, he will knock your boots, girl. No.
All right, here's what's that.
Okay. Well, I will go ahead and ask you the question.
Wait a minute, Lex got a test. Go ahead, what's your test?
How many hands do you use to hold the dick?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I wasn't ready for that one.
This is a big test.
I
wasn't ready.
I was not ready.
You got to go to the base, right? You wrap your whole hand around a base, huh?
2.5
Oh, all hell. Right.
That's
shit.
You started at the base, right?
If you really want to know, I mean, yeah.
All right. As long as you start at the base, because, you know, y'all be cheating.
I don't have to cheat. That's neither here nor there. Back to the questioning.
I'm sorry. I want to go ahead. Like, what else you want?
Oh, my God.
You got another question for him? Nah, you on the spot. Sorry.
Ask the diva. I'm going to let diva knock it out first.
Oh, this Joe said 2.5 hands. I'm thrilled. Okay.
Well, that's like 1, 2.
Yes, let me. I'm sorry, I had to regroup for just a second. Now I could just
how
literally
big are
hear.
Never mind, I don't want to know. Let
me be tough. Here's the question,
Will. The question is. And I may be paraphrasing because, you know, you threw me off a little bit trying to get it together.
Please, you can be candid as necessary.
This is the question. If you cheat, do you expect your mate, your spouse, or whoever you are dating to forgive you and take you back?
Honestly, every situation has to be evaluated differently. Some people do it for different reasonings. I mean, if a woman cheats, it's because the man wasn't doing what he was supposed to be doing. And if a female cheats, well, if a man cheats, he's doing it just because he's stupid. Most of the men today, you know, when I heard you talking earlier about gentlemen or about, you know, how men do what they do, when they cheat, as far as the monogamy question, you got to understand one thing first and foremost, there's not men raising men anymore. We have a real system that's been broken. And
right.
Until men step up and become men again, then you can raise a man to be a man. But it takes a man to raise a man, not a boy to raise a man. You know, it doesn't work that way. See, I had a father.
Right, because that's backwards.
Yeah, but I'm just saying I had a real father, you know. My father was there for everything. He still is there. And he raised us to be men. He never called us his boys. He said, these are my little men. I didn't understand it until I got older in life. And, you know, I started to see things differently. The things that we think are customary to being a man or to be a gentleman, like you said, no one does it anymore. So we're looked at strangely now.
Right. You're actually viewed as something quite peculiar.
But that,
that is a dying, yeah, that's a dying art now. But I will actually say,
he got me wet.
What'd you say, like?
Nothing. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Man, I can hear a rat piss on cotton, and I heard her completely, and I was like, ah. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I think that was a well-thought-out answer. That was good.
That was good. He's a genius. I told you he was smart. But listen, for me, and that's even like what I was saying earlier, you got this, you know, for a woman to cheat, and even speaking for myself, like when I've cheated in the past, it's always been like, because I love affection, I love to have attention, I love to be treated, you know what I mean, fun, and I love that, I just love sex, I do, I really do, I ain't gonna lie, and then if we able to build up stuff, and I've never been on, like, some shit where I'm just gonna, you know, fuck just anybody, because I have to have some type of, you know, bond with you already. So every time I cheat, I've always built up something like, I ain't shit.
But you have to,
it's wrong.
Like, oh man, it's crazy hearing you say this right now. I have so many female friends, including you, honest. I hear stories constantly. I mean, when's the last time you've been on a proper date? When's the last time somebody actually been a gentleman? When's the last time somebody
right?
took the time to actually converse with you?
You know what?
So it makes
it
difficult,
like,
for everybody
I've
else.
I've been on dates, you know, and I've been on bad dates, and that never really depicts anything else, because I've never been on a date that's so good afterwards we had sex. Never. Never. Unless I was already in a relationship with a person. Never. Never been, whether it was a first date, third date, sixth date, eighth date. It don't be like, all right, afterwards, we going to get it in. Because, I don't know. Guys just don't be. That shit don't even, I don't know. Or it's something that's in a way. Because even, I'm going to say, my last date that I was on, we really wasn't even really supposed to be together, because I was still in limbo with my situation. He was in limbo with his situation. So it's not like we could really do anything, but we had a great time. You know what I'm saying? So I can't say that these guys can be described as bad or good from a date. I feel like the whole relationship has to be not so much controlled, but compromise, you know what I mean? So that you make sure that you're both happy. And that's why right now I feel like if we can't compromise and keep each other happy at this point where we are, we definitely need to leave each other alone. Because I'm done with, you know what I mean, the games and, you know, being secretive and, you know what I'm saying, telling half-truths and feeling sad about them later. I'm done with those games. I feel like in the past I've only did it because of my own reasons to want to be happy, or, you know what I mean, have that affection, or, you know what I mean, have that person who was being supportive to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, even last summer, I found out that I was dating a man that was married, you know what I'm saying? It was, like, crazy. Like, you're like, what? How we at cookouts together? I'm at your block family reunions. I'm meeting your aunt. I'm meeting your cousin. I meet your mom. We all chilling out. And then your wife called me at the end of the shit. I'm like, well, damn. Like, certain shit like that just makes you like, well, what the fuck? Like,
but
I don't have time for the game. Huh?
But it's the hardest part about being a man is being yourself. A lot of these men today don't know exactly who they are. They're living off perception. They move off of perception. They move off of everything they think is good. They're not taking the time to really think for themselves. If they were thinking for themselves, they wouldn't be doing the same dumb shit. When you entertain a woman, you're entertaining not just the wife. If you're able to have sex with this woman, that means you're able to make her your wife. You have to take the time and love yourself. And see, a lot of them are misconstrued because they're getting new money. They're not used to shit anymore. Really sit down and think about it. A lot of these dudes, they never had shit. They didn't get attention back then. You're making a couple dollars now. You buy a nice little wheel or something. You think you're doing something. Nah, I'm thinking longevity till I'm 70. I can wait for what's ready for me because it's being prepared. But everybody don't think like that because they wasn't raised with men. You got to come to a threshold. It's a threshold in your life that all men have to cross. Whether they want to or not, they have to come to it. And when they face with that fork in the road, they have to learn how to make the right decisions, things that are going to be beneficial to them, choosing a mate.
Right. Yeah, and that's even how I feel. Like, I've always thought that, even myself, like, oh, I just want one-on-one, you know what I'm saying, before. I feel like even now, I'm like, that's what I want. I only want a one-on-one relationship. I don't want to, you know, have to depend on somebody else because I'm going to feel bad at the end of the day. Like, I don't want to feel bad, even the way Lex was saying, like, you know, like, that does, you know, does something to your self-esteem. It does something to your self-worth. Like, I'm only good enough to, you know, have him for this and, you know, sneak around with him for that. So, for me, it's just like, a point where you like, all right, I don't have time for that. Let me get more money. Like, fuck these niggas. Like,
Oh, please continue.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah, you heard me.
Nah, what you say? Hello.